When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 16, Bastards with Guns.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
And Hubbles McGee, Shades Black Flame, is still absent.
Well, I'm sorry, foot was all broken and looked at me funny, so I gotta cut it off.
Yeah. And, she might not be talking a lot today, but playing babysitter for the Bastards is Miss Pandalicious.
She's in for a very bad day.
She is in for a very bad day. Very, very bad day. Now, remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up on email at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things to review. Also, this is another reminder to please to not spam us. Okay? Don't spam us. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I'll hunt you down.
Now, any questions before we begin?
No, I think we're good.
We're good?
Yep, we're good.
Why is it sunny out?
Because the sun is out.
Why are the Patriots playing in England?
Because they are British bastards.
But how come they're called New England if they're in Old England? I'm confused.
Why don't you cry about it?
I am!
Okay.
Alright. Well, yesterday, a big group of us for Anvil's birthday...
Woo!
Went... And did a couple things. The first thing we did was go see Saw 6.
That's right.
Now, the premise is it's the sixth movie in the series. More torture, more games, and in my honest opinion, boredom.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I did not like this movie at all. I want to just state that.
Wow. Now, why didn't you like it, though?
I felt it was very weak in the plot. I loved the first three Saw movies. Saw 4 was crap. Saw 5 was complete filler. And Saw 6, although answering a couple of questions, as a whole, just stunk. Now, granted, the gore in the movie was great. It was realistic to a point, but gore does not make a 5-star movie.
I do have to go against what you just said. I think it answered every question. Because we've all wondered, why is Jigsaw doing what he's doing? Why is this? Why is that? Who's helping him? And it answered every one of those questions.
I thought the reason why he was doing that was answered in Saw 4, which was because of his wife and her baby, unborn baby, getting crushed by the guy who was robbing the health clinic.
But in this movie, they explained that, but it also showed, you know, why certain people were taken out, because they had bits and pieces to do with that.
I'm going to stay neutral in this sense, but I mean, more or less, it was good in its own part, but it was a hell of a lot better than 4 and 5.
Yes.
Because I do agree with you, it was absolute crap, but yet there was some kind of, twist or plot line to it a little bit more, because you weren't expecting the wife to actually be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Anyways, you're going to see it and just understand what the hell I just said.
And I agree with you on that part, but as a whole, I was bored by it.
The one thing I was trying to figure the fuck out was, where the fuck did, you know, the Dr. Gordon go to in the first place? I mean, we ended the first fucking movie with him, you know, like screaming and the door closing and everything like that. But yet, we have never seen his body in anything. I've looked through the video on the second one and the third one. when they show the bathroom thing, and nothing. I don't see any bodies consisting of those, because you always see the body of Hector, and you see the, you know, body of all the other guys, and it just doesn't make me feel any better than the fact that you don't know if he's just going to pop up out of nowhere, just like the police officer from 3 and 4, or, you know, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. Wahlberg there.
Well, it was... He was asked, the actor of the movie who played that, Cary Elwes, I believe his name.
Yes.
That's how you pronounce it. He was asked, what do you think happened to him? And he went, he just had his foot sawed off. He'll be dead within the first couple blocks.
Yeah.
I mean, the gore, I think, was really good gore. Now, if you're one of those people that all you've ever seen is horror movies and you've never seen real injuries from certain things, you'll be like, oh, this is horrible. But they actually made it look so lifelike. The steam hits you, boom, do you actually... Like, in most movies, when the steam hits you, oh my god, your skin's gone. You actually see it slowly burning through.
Yeah.
It's not instantly going to work. And how the things actually properly happened, it made me feel like I could have actually been there, you know, watch it, because that's how it truly happens. There's all these bits and pieces that I think were a little messed up, like with hacking. I'm sorry, I don't think it takes 8 hacks to get your own arm off. But
I have to say that bitch was dumb. She was just to wake you up on the starting part of the movie, right off the bat, like how they did in the last couple ones where they start off with maybe 2 people. This one was one of those setups where they had to cut off, you know, a certain amount of flesh in order to hit a weight scale by a certain amount of time. And the fat guy, you know, he was just like, okay, he takes the regular K-bar type knife and just starts cutting his fat off and trying to throw it in there. The other girl is trying to take that same knife and trying to cut it off, but she's not having that good of luck.
Fun, trick that one off.
Her arm.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Well, the people listening, you know, if they're not going to see the show...
But more or less in that sense. But when she finally sees that there's like a meat cleaver, she goes and wraps the, you know, rubber tubing around and starts hacking at it. She took way too many hacks to get to it, so.
Well, I mean, the first 2 she worked lower and then she moves up, but come on, 8 hacks?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, it did bring into the drama effect of how, like, you know, I mean, not everybody would have the balls to cut their own arm off.
Well, perhaps.
I've seen it happen.
Perhaps it took her that long because, you know, she was maybe holding back a little bit.
I don't know. I know if I was ever, it's, God damn, I hate you, brother! Yeah. I'd be so angry, so much pain, and just in fear of my life that, you know, I wouldn't really care what happened at that point. Let me die or whatever. But I would rather bleed to death than, you know, have the way that they actually had, you know...
Yeah, they had these headgear things again, you know, kind of thing. That's it seems like this is kind of like one of those things where they try to figure out how to create another headgear thing. You know what I would seriously like to see, because I saw Scary Movie 4, where they had that whole thing where the guy, where they had the actual head, you know, set up on the 2 girls, and then they go to look at it. It could be worse, and he turns around and shows, like, a crossbow with, like, a thing going, pointing at his ass.
Yeah.
So he's like, it could be worse, you know?
I mean, we all know now there will be a Saw 7.
Yes.
Just and because of the ending.
3D, from what I heard.
Yes, I heard that. I'm hoping it makes it a little bit better. Because Saws have never been that good. But I'm looking past the directing quality when I'm giving, you know, my answers right now to how the gore actually came into effect, you know, the way the special effects artists did it, and the story that was written. They needed a better director. That would have made the Saw series a lot better.
Definitely. I mean, I love the first 3, but then it just, right after that, just went down the shitter.
Alright, the one thing that I want to compare the Saw to is Jaws, the whole series. Now, the concept is that, yes, it was at the time where they weren't able to make those good of graphics and everything like that, but when you see Jaws 3D, you just want to laugh because of how bad it was done, and I can only see that Saw, if they do it, they might just make it as fucking cheesy. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I wanted to see was that that horror movie that was recently done in 3D, the Valentine one.
My Bloody Valentine.
That was horrible.
From my understanding, somebody said it was just the fucking best movie that they've seen in a while, but I don't know.
I would rather go to a pro football team, get on my knees, and have their field goal kicker wear steel-toe boots and kick me in the balls and watch that movie again.
Wow.
Yes.
That is bad.
That's an absolute shit movie, then.
Oh. Holy shit.
All right, why don't we do the rankings on this one, then?
I would give this movie a 1.3 out of 5.
Okay.
I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, I'll give it about maybe a 3.2, maybe just because I had a little bit more, you know, feeling it, but, yeah. But I think they could have done so much more.
Yeah,
because
like mm-hmm. I said, the gore was awesome.
But there are parts where I was jealous of your brother, and there he is falling asleep, and I was like, oh, I wish I was doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I really wish, you know, for the audience it could have been better. Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I think The Collector should be done in 3D. Because I think that'd be really awesome.
Are you talking about the Bone Collector?
No, just the regular Collector. It was a really good movie. Bone Collector was cheesy, in my opinion. And actually, I've said before, I think they should do more action movies in 3D. Bad Boys 3 should be in 3D. I'm sorry, but I think the movie would be awesome if you're diving, thinking a bullet's about to hit you.
Boondock Saints 2.
Oh,
that's this dream. Friday.
I could only wish.
Okay, this is a little off topic, but I was reading this online, and a friend of mine told me about it. They're coming out with a porno in 3D. You're supposed to buy it. It comes with 3D glasses.
Oh, my
God. I would be scared.
His penis is going to hit my face.
I know it's a little off topic, but this movie...
And I did write a skit about porn in 3D. It was like, feel their breasts.
It's like,
watch out for the money shot. Ah! And you just see everybody running out of the theater screaming.
I also think they should bring back some old classics in 3D. Because the rights to Ninja Turtles has been bought out.
By Nickelodeon.
By Nickelodeon. And everybody knows Nickelodeon was 3D before a lot of other things started doing 3D. So maybe live action, Ninja Turtles in 3D. I'd love it because I was always a fan of the live action. Leonardo is the man.
Oh, it'll at least be better than when 4Kids TV raped it and made that cartoon.
Yeah. Oh,
bad.
Bad. Bad 4Kids. Bad 4Kids.
It was bloody awful.
Yeah. Very awful. Now, right after we saw Saw 6, we headed on down to the gun range.
That's
for
right.
Anvil's birthday part 2.
We went to Original Bob's in Salisbury. Great place. It's run by Jack. Go in there. You can rent your guns. You can rent your lane. Bring your own gun. Get their ammo.
Mm-hmm. Jack is the motherfucking man. He was on the History Channel.
No, that's Jim.
That's Jim? There's Jim and Jack? That's too many J's.
Jim is their shooting instructor.
Ah,
he
right.
teaches their shooting class. Great time. If you're looking to, you know, just have some fun, you've never shot before, you've shot, you want to go to a new place, try this place, it's awesome. Check them out at originalbobs.com. I really recommend the place.
Yeah. Now, what were the guns again that we used?
We shot the Colt 1911, which is a 45 caliber round. Mm-hmm. We shot a 357 Magnum, and we shot a 44 Magnum Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
Which the Desert Eagle looked like a cannon. It looked like, you know, they actually added a silencer to it, and I don't know if it was a silencer, but it didn't quiet nothing.
Yeah, it was more or less, if you've ever seen a regular Desert Eagle, like in the movies and stuff, they have the whole setup where it's shorter-nosed, and this was one of those setups that had the elongated, you know, barrel on it, but I guess that would, in that sense, produce a long muzzle flash.
Long muzzle flash?
You know, a higher
velocity.
Higher velocity on the bullet because the fact is the actual thing is longer.
Yeah.
And the actual barrel is longer. But more or less along the lines is it also counterweighted. So when the whole system cocked back, it was just one of those things that it actually leveled it off.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, both of us are, you know, big guys and everything like that. And we had, you know, the fun time, like, when you pull the trigger, you had to actually just try to put it back down to try to make it.
I don't know. Except for me, I did shoot it one-handed.
Yeah.
I suggested a really fun game, and I got a really dirty look, because I went to play Duck Hunter with the gun, but the king over here got really angry and said I couldn't hurt his children.
Yeah. Shut up. Now, basically, these two were gunning like crazy. I was, at first, you know, just sitting back, just taking pictures and making videos. And then Anvil goes, come here, come here. Try out the
357.
Try out the 357. I did it. You know, sat there. Bang, 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 bang.
Not just that. He actually was just like, that was it? And then he actually popped it open, which not a lot of people know how to pop open a gun such as the revolver. Pops it open, figures out how to pop the bullets out, and then starts to load it himself and puts another six rounds down the range.
We weren't going to say a word because, you know what, if you can sit there and just load a gun, never touch one before, I'm going to let you do what you want.
I was so proud. I was going to cry.
I actually, when he fired the Desert Eagle, I did have tears in my eyes. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yes, he got to fire the last five rounds of my setup, and he had so much fun. It was great.
I mean, there were six of us that went, and between the six of us, we only fired about 750 rounds. That's it,
yeah.
But, I mean, my outlook is we rented three lanes, three guns, 750 rounds, and we spent about $400.
Basically.
That's, I thought it was 300.
No, 400. It was $398.34.
Jeez.
Which is actually really, really cheap for what we did.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. That's why we went all the way to Salisbury for this.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of the gun places around here doesn't have that setup. You have to join a membership. You have to pay thousands of dollars each year.
Or they only let you rent a .22 caliber pistol, and I'm sorry. My godson, who's not even a year yet, could probably fire a .22 caliber pistol.
Yeah, it's basically a fucking cap gun, basically.
Back in the olden days, the only people that ever owned a .22 were females
or mobsters, because that's the
mobsters
way
for a hitman weapon.
The only way that they could kill somebody is point blank to the skull. It doesn't go through the other side. It just bounces around and scrambles the brain.
It's a weak gun. Women used to use it just to, you know, shoot their attacker in the chest so they could run away.
Yeah,
I've been shot with a .22 in the leg and it barely broke the skin. I literally actually just pulled it off.
Yes,
kind of cool.
The bullets bounce off the end, though.
The worst injury I got from that shooting was the burn from the leg. I got a little burn. I'm sorry. It really, really hurt. I did complain for about a week because it hit me in the shin, right near the nerve. So every time I go to rub it, it hurt the nerve.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the worst injury from a .22.
But excellent. I mean, I think the only bad thing about that was that fucking idiot that was next to you and said, could you maybe step back because I'm getting hit by a brass that comes out of your gun.
I have to put it in this right...
Then you shot him in the ass, and that was funny.
I'm firing this weapon, okay? I have a weapon that holds 8 rounds. I'm about 6 into it, and I feel somebody take 2 fingers and jab it into my back. Now, I don't care who you are. You never, ever put your hands on somebody who's firing a weapon. And then says, "Can you move back? Your brass is flying over and hitting me." It's like, dude, I could have turned around, jumped, and shot your head off.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes that's the only thing that you have a problem with is, you know, if you ever acknowledge, like, paintball, sometimes when, you know, people are tapping you or something like that, you actually turn the gun towards them. But in this setup, he was able to stop himself from doing that because that's the only thing that messes with you.
Yeah, I think because of the time that I spent with weapons during my life, I actually had the better advantage that I could keep myself steady, and I squeezed off the final round and then turned after placing down the weapon. Most people, you know, I'll put Duck out there like that. He's never shot before. He probably would have jumped and somebody could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the guns we were playing with, they're not the smallest guns in the world.
Yeah, they're not fucking toys.
The 44 Magnum, literally, you could shoot it right through, like, blast a hole through a truck.
Yeah.
They basically pack the dum-dums.
Yeah, basically. Because this gun has, like, from measurements, I think it's, like, about 8 inches to 9 inches, almost even 10 inches. But then when it's fully extended, it's about 12. It's almost...
Fully extended.
For the .44 that we had, it was almost a foot extended. It was crazy.
With the slide pullback, I actually measured 14 inches.
Yeah.
With a compactor, it was 12.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. But, I mean, a regular Desert Eagle wouldn't have that much light
on it. No, no. It's just for the shooting purpose. Because people actually try to steal these weapons.
Yeah, basically.
So, I mean, but we had a good time. I really think we should try to do this again, get other people, like, you know, other animals that we know involved other than just ducks, maybe pandas involved. I'm going to put it out there. Because I know Panda would really love to, you know, be able to go and have fun like this.
Oh, I definitely would.
Look at that. She can speak. Good Panda.
That and very good. A group of our other friends. And more or less what we try to do is, you know, people that we know that have never shot a weapon before, usually we like to go and, you know, get them to do a setup with us where they give us gas money and we bring them up to the gun range and show them how to do it.
Yeah, but basically me and Blue, we do a small little class up there. It's only, you know, friends.
Yeah, only
where
friends.
You give us gas, you pay for the gun, the ammo, everything, and we show you how it's done. We don't charge you for the teaching because we're going to be shooting with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically a trade-off for us to, you know, actually do that. So it's pretty sweet.
We know how much it's going to cost. We tell you straight up because we've done it probably a gazillion times.
And yeah, I can vouch for these two and say that they're good teachers.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your buddy or you're my buddies. And I'm saying it because it's absolute fact. You know your guns.
I just met you yesterday, dude. No, I'm kidding. I met you the day before.
Then how did you do the shows with us previously?
It wasn't really me. I have a twin brother. We're both named Anvil.
Yeah.
On our birth certificate. He's Anvil Potato and Anvil Steak.
Yeah,
right. No, I'm kidding. That's just funny, though. No, okay. Not really.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's talk sports.
Well, sports, basically what it is, a group of people get together and they have a really fun activity.
Not detailed, dumbass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, yeah. The Boston Bruins played last night. They won 4-3 in a shootout. Great game. I kicked back, watched it.
There was a fight.
Yes, there was some really good fights. Yes, Blue.
All right. The one thing that I've had to see, that there's been three shootouts that I've acknowledged. There was last night. There was the night before where they lost it. And then there was maybe a week or two ago. I don't know. It's been kind of a blur lately because of how college is. But more or less in that sense, they've won, from my point of view, 2 out of 3. Yes. For the shootouts. But this is one of those setups that you go the 3 periods, you're tied, you go into the, what, 5-10, but it's like 5 to 10 minutes instead of the, like, the usual, like, almost 20 minutes, and then if you still can't break it by then, they go into the full-out shootout, and it kind of gets, you know,
and basically, redundant. If you don't know what a shootout is, you have the goalie and one guy that has the puck. He goes right at the goalie and tries to put in the net. Goalie knows who's going to try to score. He doesn't know how the guy's going to score. And that's really it. It's, you know, actually really exciting. But the Bruins did pull it off. Today, the Patriots are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in London. So, you know, it's kind of funny. The New England Patriots are playing in Old England. Mm-hmm. We're invading our former land and we will take it back.
I'm just wondering if our musket guys went there because they might be afraid. Because then that might start the war again.
Well, the redcoats will appear.
Yeah.
I am saying that if because of this game a war has started, I will sign up and I will fight.
As long as I get to keep that Desert Eagle, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Listen, you give me a knife, I will still fight. You will find random guys laying there with their throats cut open, with their machine guns laying across their chest, and me standing there smiling while bloody.
Sick fuck.
You can have one of those swords that Bob had behind his counter.
Don't want it that big. I want a knife.
I just want a knife.
Give me a K-bar.
Yep.
Because to me, I'm angry at them for two reasons. One, they hurt America, which is my favorite country that I live in, and they oppress my people in Ireland.
Yeah.
They have to pay.
I like how you put a space between the syllables of country.
I did?
You did.
Oh, well.
I seem intelligent without even knowing it. What else do we have going on? At the end of the month, the Celtics will start the regular season, which I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. Are they on break? Because I haven't seen a game really lately.
They just played.
Oh, well, motherfucker, keep missing them.
They did win, though.
Okay.
I do have to say, Lynn Native, a kid that I went to high school with, and Tony Anderson, who was picked up by the Charlotte Bobcats, was cut this week.
Ooh. Boo! Oh, wait. Ha-ha?
Yeah.
Why ha-ha?
Because, unfortunately, you know, he's a great kid, got a little too full of himself when he got signed.
Oh.
He played for Memphis, played with Derrick Rose. I just really don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
But I figured I'd put it out there since I actually knew the kid.
Yeah.
So, last night's Yankees-Angels game, yes, people, somehow the Angels did pull off and make it, force a game 6. It was postponed. until tonight.
Yeah.
So watch it, root for the Angels. We want, you know, the evil empire out of it.
Yep.
I think the Phillies are strong enough to win the Super Bowl.
You mean the World Series?
Shh. It was a joke. Most people don't catch on to that funny stuff. They'd be really confused. But yes, the World Series. You blew the joke.
I'm blonde and I'm already confused.
Well, you were born confused.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
What else we have to do is, there's a lot of guys that need to get re-signed this offseason. The Red Sox really need to step up. Now, we look at losing Jason Bay, Jason Veritek, David Ortiz, Tim Wakefield. Now, Wakefield just had back surgery. But he says he feels like he can still pitch. The doctor said his back, because he ended his season early last year due to a herniated disc in his back.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm sorry, but I think Wakefield's too fucking old.
Hey, he actually, last year's record was a 12-3.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that, I'm sorry, but whenever I watch him pitch, it just doesn't seem like it's fluid. It seems like a fucking train wreck waiting to happen because of the fact of, I know he's a knuckleball pitcher, yeah. But it's like, come on, give me a break here. This guy, I think he could step back and maybe retire now because he's got enough fucking money from Boston, so.
Well, actually, he's not really a high-paid pitcher. He never has been.
All right, hold on. How much is he getting paid?
Actually, he is the lowest paid player on the Red Sox.
But how much are we saying?
1.3 a year. That's
it. Motherfucker, I can survive off
no. Before league dues, taxes, team dues, they get maybe a quarter of that.
I'd still be able to figure out a way to survive on that, dude.
Yeah, but true that.
He has to think, I'm 42 years old. I am retiring. What else do we have to move on to? Now, with football, everybody got to see what we call obliteration.
Yes.
Now, if you don't know what obliteration means, I hate to bring up this sad part, but remember when the atomic bomb fell on Hiroshima and everything got destroyed? That's the Pats game from last week against the Titans.
Yeah.
The Titans looked like... Okay.
They looked like little ants under a magnifying glass.
I think if you took a bunch of kids in wheelchairs playing football, they could have done better against the Patriots. I mean, against the Pats than Tennessee did. Because at least they would have been organized. The GM of the Titans' wife went on TV and made fun of her husband's team. She actually showed the betting slip that she bet against her husband's team. Wow. And showed the money she collected. She said, I was praying that they lost by 100 because I would have gotten double. I see a divorce in that near future. I couldn't stop laughing.
Well, we have to do put the whole field, you know, this is kind of a weird situation.
This is a whole field advantage.
Well, yeah, basically what was going on was we had, you know, the nicest weather we could usually always have, which is the wait for 5 minutes and it'll change, but that took the whole game where it was just snow. And it was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
It started off with rain, went to snow, got very windy, it was beautiful.
Yeah. And then the Titans were all slipping and sliding.
I know last Sunday I played my flag football game and it was nothing but pure rain, the entire thing in mud. And it got to the point that halfway through, one team had to take off their hats so we could figure out which team was which. And then I get home and, you know, I took my shower, throw in the pass game, and there's snow. I'm like, how the hell did they get snow and we couldn't? I mean, this is not fair!
Well, you gotta look where we were. Basically, we're on the eastern part. They're in almost middle of Massachusetts, and it's just always the capabilities of getting the snow part. But the other
it's
fun thing
still
was
not fair.
It later on in the day, it started snowing.
Not
and stuff.
Fair.
Okay, then. Jeez.
Now going on to soccer. Yes, I'm gonna throw soccer. I saw the funniest sports injury ever.
Ow!
All right. They did a corner kick, and the guy jumps up to try to headbutt the ball and jumps too high, and the ball smacks him right in the face. Literally, just hits him in the face, he falls over. It was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. Then there was also another one where the guy kicks the ball at the goalie. The goalie catches the ball and drops it, and the guy runs up and kicks it right by him for a goal. He messed up. I don't talk about soccer a lot, but I do make fun of it. Moving on, mixed martial arts is coming up. A big event. Saturday, November 7th. Alright. the Russian sensation is coming over to fight. Don't ask me to pronounce his name, because even if you had it in front of me, I would not be able to pronounce it.
Is that the guy with the vampire teeth, or am I thinking about Vladimir?
No, no, he has the vampire teeth.
Okay, this
he's
is that guy?
He's directly from Russia.
Yeah.
He's that, flying from Russia to fight for Strikeforce.
That guy's pretty badass, but I think he's a really creepy fighter.
He bench presses tractor tires when he gets bored.
Yeah, exactly.
The announcers, they can't even pronounce his name right. So they said most likely the entire match is just going to come by his nickname. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. MMA, to me, when they actually get a good event that you don't have to pay for, because unfortunately some of these events, they're like $5 million. There was a league, now it just came up. I was reading it. Now, everybody knows the UFL is current, XFL. Well, there was the UNFL. All right?
United NFL?
Basically. And what happened was they were stronger than the NFL. They looked like they were going to make the NFL go away.
Really?
One bad businessman ruined it all. And you know what the sad part is? That one businessman is now one of the world's richest men.
Rupert Murdoch?
Donald Trump. He made so many mistakes that he forced an entire football league to disappear.
You're shitting me.
Just saw on ESPN SportsCenter. I couldn't believe it. They said, and that man that ruined it, and also in the picture of Donald Trump shows, I'm like, no way. This dude that's rich and made all these great business choices ruined football?
I wouldn't say he made great business choices. I would say he made decent ones. I mean, look at his Trump casinos are near bankruptcy, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but I mean, the guy's still worth, you know, about $20 billion.
No, he's now down to almost like $2.7 billion, according to Forbes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Only $2.7 billion.
Well, that, you know how it's going to be. It's going to, you know, it's going to be the point where we got to pay millions of dollars for a fucking sandwich, so he's not going to be worth much.
But, I mean, truthfully, I don't know about you guys, but I could be a very, very, very happy man with $2.7 billion. They could tax me on that 2.7 and I could retire for the rest of my life at 23. I could buy my own shooting range and live there.
Basically.
Literally. Yeah. I would put a cot in the back and wake up every morning just shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Go to the bathroom, just take, you know, shooting down the range. But yeah, other than that, nothing really big happened in sports this week.
Well, there was this one MMA fight I didn't get to really notice, but it was on AOL this morning when I woke up.
Oh, wow.
And they said it was kind of one of those decision makers that seemed like...
Thank you. I forgot about that. The champion, you know, the Dragon Machida.
Yeah.
He got the decision, and we all agreed, a bunch of my friends that I talked to this morning, all agreed that the only reason that he got the win was because he was the champion. It was, like, so close of a fight that they said, okay, he's the champ. That's why he's winning.
Basically, because from my understanding, there was a shitload of boos. And
oh, yeah.
It was more or less, it looked like it could have started one of those nice big riots. But, I don't know, it sucks that the fact that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many good fighters out there, but then they can get screwed on so many, you know, bullshit calls.
Yeah, I mean, but unfortunately, that's the world of fighting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's upsetting, yes, but that's part of the sport.
But what are we going to go on to next?
I have an anime I want to review. It's, wake up, please. Come on.
What? I'm sorry.
What is anime? No, I'm just kidding.
It's a new anime series from Clamp called Kobato. And for those of you who don't know Clamp, they did Cardcaptor Sakura, Wish, Chobits X, and they also did the character designs for a great cartoon called Code Geass.
Okay.
And they basically have like a near flawless track record. Now, Tsubasa Chronicles is kind of on the fence from time to time. It's sometimes good, sometimes bad. But anyways, Kobato was originally, and currently still is, being published in New Type magazine. And I actually have one of the original issues right here. With the comic.
I have one issue with that. I can't read it.
Well, I used to actually use this to teach me how to read kanji. And actually hiragana with the katakana and all that whatnot.
What? I'm sorry, dude. I feel really stupid right now. I'm not going to lie. Does anybody else agree with me?
Why don't you explain it, Duff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would really help.
What?
Explain what you mean by the language barrier.
There are three different ways that the Japanese write. There's hiragana, katakana, and kanji. And hiragana is more of their written language that's used for most of their stuff. Katakana is used for when they take foreign words and translate into Japanese, they use a katakana. Kanji, they adapted from the Chinese kanji and made it their own, you know, made some changes here and there to make it into their own style. But as you can see here, there's a symbol right here for ma and the symbol for e. And those two symbols make up this one symbol right here.
Okay, and then what does that mean for those symbols that are below it?
Ma and ni, that's still hiragana right there.
Oh, okay, so ma and ni, that's all together?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, Anvil. It takes some time to get used to.
Believe me, I'm still getting used to it as well.
All I'm going to say is USA! USA!
But they also have romaji, which is just the American alphabet, or the Greek alphabet, or however you want to call it.
I need some alcohol.
Now, basically, the story is of a girl named Kobato, and she's from another world, and she must collect broken hearts by healing them and then putting the sadness in a jar. And, like, the broken hearts kind of look like little nerd candies.
Ooh.
And she has assistance by a talking stuffed dog named Iroyogi, and he's got a very bad temper and breathes fire sometimes. And he's blue. So he'd be, like, the perfect color for Bluonic.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
Now, the first two episodes have come out. The third one came out just yesterday. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. The first episode deals with Kobato trying to earn the actual jar by proving herself worthy of living on Earth. And at first, she fails miserably because, you know, trying to act human is different from being human. And she winds up basically fucking everything up.
Oh, yeah. Like usual.
But near the end, she performs a very, very simple deed of soothing a crying baby with a song, and by doing that, she winds up earning the jar.
Oh, okay.
And then the second episode dealt with her trying to earn her first broken heart. And there was a segment where I couldn't help but edit the crap out of was a rendition of Kick the Can, and it just looked something out of a Benny Hill episode, and I just edited it together and did something like that. I'm not sure if I'm even going to post it up, because I think it goes a little bit too long.
Yeah, it felt like it did go a little bit. I didn't know if you did that purposely, or was that how the cartoon actually went?
I did it purposely.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going with this song.
Because you looped it.
Yeah, okay. I looped it. If I had, like, a green screen set up, I would probably add, like, maybe us, like, running in the background or doing other crazy stuff.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, it could.
No, because, you know, me running, it's too much effort.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gym and run off. Right.
Now,
you poor bastard.
Yeah. Basically, how she earns her first broken heart is she decides to help out at a daycare center because she accidentally, I forget if she, like, runs into one of the owners of the daycare and messes something up, and she helps pay back by helping the children. And she notices, like, this little kid who's kind of all alone. She says, you know, what's wrong? He says, I'm still just waiting for my mom to pick me up. And But he knows that his mom is very busy because she's a single mom. Ergo, she has to juggle five things at the same time. So she has to pick him up later than usual. And all the other parents around him don't seem to get that. And by Kobato telling the little boy, your mom is a very good mom, he got his heart healed and she collected her first broken heart.
Yeah.
It was a very touching scene.
See, that I understand. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand the other stuff, but I understood that.
Now, for the most part, from these first two episodes, the storyline seems to be flowing pretty well, and it also appears that characters from past Clamp shows will be making an appearance throughout the series as well. I've read that in the comic, characters from Chobits X, and Wish make an appearance. And in fact, in the first episode of the anime, Usagi, the winged bunny rabbit, who's kind of like the voice of God, kind of like the Alan Rickman character in Dogma.
Oh, right.
Nice.
He makes an appearance in episode one.
Hold on, wait. Bunny rabbit, bat wings. What? What?
Bunny rabbit, angel wings.
Oh, that's kind of awesome. Especially since I saw a bunny rabbit yesterday.
Yeah, when we were leaving this place.
Yeah, it was right around the corner. I went running straight up the street. I wanted to chase it.
Now, just imagine that bunny with a Alan Rickman voice.
Oh,
that's creepy. Thanks. That bunny's not cute anymore. Thank
you. Now, so far for a series grade, I got to give it an A. Fine storytelling, great animation, good characters, and it's what you would expect from Clamp. You wouldn't expect anything mediocre from them.
Okay, so finally something good for once?
Yes.
Because seeing that we've had like this dry spell of like crap anime for just the recent past weeks.
2009 has been the craptacular year for anime.
Ooh, craptacular. That's a good one.
In fact, I'm probably going to be planning on writing an article about how this year anime went down the shitter.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You agree? Good. I feel, because basically it's just been fan service, fan service, fan service, fan service, with no plot whatsoever.
There's nothing wrong with fan service, but I like me some plot.
Yes, exactly. Case in point, Kamen no Maid guy.
Yeah.
Fan service, but funny as hell, and a good plot.
Well, if you want a plot that much, you know, they have some at the cemetery.
Oh. You see, that's where, no, see, that plot is for 2009 of anime.
Exactly. Well, you guys said there was no plot, so, you know, you just got buried 2009.
Yeah.
At least you got the joke.
It's almost over.
Yeah, I know. It's almost over. Two more months.
That's still too long.
Okay. Now, on to some music, and we finally got to hear something we've been waiting a very, 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 very long time for. The new Rammstein album, Liebe ist für alle da.
Do you understand what the hell that means?
Love is for everyone.
Oh, okay.
I had one issue with the CD. I thought it was really, really good, but I just had one issue.
What?
I don't understand what they said.
You fucker! No, I'm just kidding.
Alright, for those people that don't or have never listened to Rammstein, they are from Germany.
Yes.
Most of their songs are in German.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the joke came from. They do have one really, 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 really awesome song.
Yeah, that's the one song that I want you to hear me say this. You understood the fucking song Pussy, but you didn't understand anything else.
That's right.
See, you just don't get it. You whore. Fucking whore.
Whore.
Give him the chop.
Well, I'm sorry. How do you really not understand the song that says, "You have pussy, I have dika"? Come on!
So what's the problem? Let's do it quick.
I can't get any in Germany? Come on!
Now, if Rammstein can't get laid in Germany, nobody can. I'm sorry.
That's pathetic.
That is very pathetic.
I don't know. I heard the women are kind of hairy. So
is that why there's been less porn from there? Oh.
That's Sweden.
Oh, right. Oh. Sorry.
Now, this is their sixth album, their first in 4 years, but their, like, first release in three because they had the Vorka Ball couple years beforehand.
Yeah, but that was more or less just a
live album. That's what I mean. But this is, like, their first studio in 4 years.
Yep.
And their style really is a blend of, I'm going to butcher this like crazy, so I apologize in advance.
Me cleaver.
It was a blend of their Shinsuit and the Rise Rise albums, in my opinion.
Oh, you said it.
Actually, not too bad.
Shinsuit is, yeah, that's pretty close.
Shinsuit. My favorite tracks of this film, from this album, Ich tu de Vrea, which is the second track.
Yes.
Pussy.
Woo!
Haifisch, and I think their most beautiful track, I think even more beautiful than in Seaman, Fueling in Paris.
That's a good one.
Yeah, actually, that's the one that's in the middle of the album, basically.
Yes.
That's like number 5 or 6 or something like that.
Yes.
And I was listening to the album while I was sitting there at work, and, you know, I had to show my boss, too. He loved the other song, Pussy. But I mean, more or less. But I was, I was playing, you know, the songs, and I really got through, like, I love a good percentage of the album. I love about 90 to 95% of the actual like album because of that whole setup. But there's just that one ending song that kind of was a little bit off. But from my acknowledgments of patterns, that they have a setup where they go and do, like, they do one song that's just full-out hard metal, like, and everything like that, and then they put their mixtures of, like, their, you know, spin on it, and then, you know, from a techno kind of setup onto it, and then, like, they have their one, like, little peaceful song. Yeah. Like, the one song that is my peaceful song to just chill out to next to Mudvayne's All That You Are is Ein Lied, and it's called A Song, and it just, it's one of those songs that if you crank it and you listen to it, it's just, it's really peaceful.
Yeah.
But next to that, like, their other songs are just, like, you know, just full out rock out and everything like that. But
I felt, though, that they should have switched that last song, Rotterdam, around with Fueling in Paris, and maybe the album should have closed with the Fueling in Paris.
Yeah, that's the one thing I felt that maybe, it's sometimes how you put the album, but I mean,
yeah, that was my only issue, because let's face it, that whistling gets in your head. Yeah, you can't get it out of your mind.
I think that maybe was one of the things, because that makes you want to listen to that song more just so you can get it out of your system, but then it still gets stuck there. So you have to listen to the other songs on the album to get it really out of your system.
Yes.
But I think they did a great, just an absolutely fucking great job on this song.
Even the bonus tracks, too, are pretty damn good,
too. The one thing I was trying to figure out was, you know, a couple of them actually sound the same, but well, you said that there was add-ons on to it.
Well, Rotosond and Lise is Rotosond, just with different lyrics. This was like the original, this was what was going to originally be, but then Till went and rewrote it and came out with Rotosond.
Oh, okay. See, well, that's, I think this is how they work with it. They usually either go and create, like, the lyrics, right? But then what they'll do is they'll make the song first or something like that, and then they'll see what they can add into it. And I think they work kind of like ass backwards, but it usually works out just fine. So I guess that's what's great, because they were able to give you 11 tracks, which I felt they could have done a little bit more, just a tad bit more. Because they've had so much time.
Yeah.
But more or less in that sense, but they did give you the extra songs for if you bought the special edition.
Right. And then when you buy the limited edition, it comes with 6 dildos, lube, and handcuffs.
We're still trying to figure out if they got their stuff molded. Because we know that a lot of, like, most of these guys are actually divorced and are taking care of their own kids, so. But it's pretty crazy how they but Anvil, you were going
to
say something.
Well, actually, basically what you just said was what I was about to say. So
I'm sorry, I ruined it. I'm
you
sorry.
You beat me to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For a rating, I got to give it a 4.8 out of 5. Easily. Probably one of the best albums of the year.
I think I have to agree with you, except I really wish I understood German.
Well,
because then I think it would have been awesome.
More or less what it is we're kind of waiting for the actual translations between that, because usually they have, like, you know, Rammstein website or something like that that's dedicated to the whole fact that they have the songs in German. You're able to look at what they're saying in German and then be able to follow along on the other side or actually figure out what the hell the song actually means. On my point in turn, I'd give it a 4.7 easily.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and I do hope that they actually come over here in America this time to perform
a
concert. If the closest is New York, I will go to that show.
Yeah, next to that, the only thing is there's no President Bush, so Rammstein is okay. You can come over and play now. So.
Yeah, and one thing I don't get, this is what I don't really like about the American perspective of music. Like, every place else, Rammstein is very popular, extremely popular. And they do have their popularity here, but not as big as every place else. And, like, in France, they will listen to music that is in German, Spanish, and they'd be chopping the charts. Here, they would barely make it onto, like, the Billboard 200.
Well, that was, back in the day when they did Du Hast.
Yeah.
I mean, that climb, that was a big,
They have been breaking the mold.
Yeah, they have been breaking the mold, and I would like to see them come over here and even, you know, take and be able to recreate it and break that again, because that's how they're capable of doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely, if Rammstein was listening to this right now, I'd say just come on over and have a party again, because I'd be so happy to see them in person.
I guarantee that they will make it on the Billboard top at least the top 50.
Yeah.
And I bet you it has a lot to do with the pussy video.
Just because if you can find it uncensored.
Yes.
Which is a really good video.
Great video.
Actually,
Herbert. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's more like a hardcore porn, I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, and you guys haven't shown this to me yet?
I will show it to you afterwards.
Wait, isn't this the same person just called this pervert?
I know, I'm a hypocrite. Moving forward!
Later, we'll show you pussy.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't need to be acknowledged to be shown pussy because she has one attached to her, but okay, let's go. Like she said, move the fuck on.
Let's move on to video games, and why don't you go first?
Video games?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because I haven't been able to, I literally took my Xbox and unplugged it and brought it upstairs to play, you know, some of the games because I didn't feel like spending a lot of time in my basement. I had to actually take care of my mutts for the last 2 weeks, so I haven't really gotten to play games yet. I finally just got the magazine in the mail just recently to take a look, and we thought we were going to be, you know, a couple weeks ago when we saw the other magazine and we saw that whole little commercialization of that saying, like, it showed, like, the Mickey Mouse kind of ears and everything. We were freaking out because we thought Game Informer just got bought out by Mickey. But it's more or less about the whole concept of Disney's Epic Mickey.
And now this looks badass, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think they're really bringing a dark art towards Mickey. And I'm really starting to be happy about that. Because it's kind of like, if you ever seen Fantasia, or is it Fantasia?
Yeah,
okay.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, so it's more or less along those lines. But then it seems like it's going to go into maybe even darker than Kingdom Hearts, I believe.
Mm.
So I can, the graphics look pretty amazing from what they were showing inside the magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Another Final Fantasy game. I'm sorry. If anybody likes Final Fantasy, I'm fucking sorry, but I really can't stand that.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Okay. I don't know. It hurts to sit there, watch it, and be like, dude, I just killed somebody with 3,000 points with blah, blah, blah. Dude, I don't fucking know what you're saying. And I just suck at math. I'm sorry.
And I just killed him with a gun.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's basically the whole thing is like, I'm kind of a straightforward person with, like, the whole fact of, like, first-person shooters or third-person shooters. It's like, dude, if I put, like, 5 rounds into your ass and you're not down on the ground, that's bullshit then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the whole thing that usually gets on my nerves is that whole fact that you're putting fucking lead down range and you're putting it on the person and they're not dropping or they have the whole point system. That pisses me off. Because just to bring out that one friggin' thing that I hate is the juggernaut in Call of Duty.
Oh my god, it sucks balls!
Yes, it's the most fucking annoying setup because the whole fact is everybody has it in their arsenal setup where you go and shoot them and they have like a plus sign that pops up and that means like they're getting health back because of that, but more or less you can usually drop them after you've wasted a clip on a fucking big heavy machine gun, usually, if you're lucky. But sometimes it's like they just keep getting up and, you know, walking away from whatever you've just put on them.
Especially
and then
if they have the P90.
Yeah.
Those fucking bastards.
Yeah, P90, baby.
Hate
those whores.
You'd be shooting at them like, am I killing him? Then they shoot you once and you're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
They're cheating! Cheaters! Cheaters! Cheaters!
Actually, the one thing I have to say was I was reading an article earlier in here, and I guess they're going to be coming out with a Call of Duty Modern Warfare for the Wii.
Nice.
And so, because they have found out that the whole setup with the controllers for the Wii, and I don't know if it officially said anything about the Wii Motion Plus, but I think they're going to try to go with that. But in the sense that you're going to be able to control the whole setup and be able to hold the controls and the gun setup and be able to kick ass and take names that way, which will be just absolutely fucking awesome. And with that, we're just, you know, hoping that it will all go and kick ass and take names in that sense. But definitely, I wish I could have said that I put money down on Modern Warfare 2, but I sadly am between either broke or college is kicking my ass, and these are the last two semesters that I have to deal with, and it's an absolute fucking nightmare. And fuck you, Anvil, for making that smiley face.
That's
up yours,
I
you douchebag.
Go to college, but I am going back to school though.
Bullshit. So, okay. Anyways,
yo, go screw a monkey, all right?
Because
I'm smarter than you are.
All right. Well, what were you going to do for the gaming? Because I know you just bought a game just recently yesterday, and you were probably beating the shit out of it.
Dragon Ball Revenge of King Piccolo, and yes, it kind of does deal with anime. And I first previewed this game in episode 2 of the podcast. And basically the premise is Kid Goku battling through the elements of the original anime series. Not Z, not GT, just plain old awesome, kick-ass, better than any other series, Dragon Ball. The original lovable characters all make an appearance, from Master Roshi, Bulma, Chi-Chi will be in there, Yamcha, and then you got the villains from the Red Ribbon Army to even Piccolo himself. Now, the gameplay style is similar to those classic side-scrollers of years past in a 3D world, but it does have an RPG element where items can be bought to help Goku power up in various situations. So if you've ever played the GameCube game Mega Man Network Transmission, it's kind of reminiscent of that, but there are capabilities where you can run up and down the level instead of just left to right. But it's still in the 2D realm. It may take you a few tries to figure out the strategy of the boss characters at the end of each level, but once you do, you can beat them up no problem. And I'm not saying that the bosses are easy. I'm just saying it takes strategy to figure out how to defeat them. You got to figure out when to dodge, when to actually kick them, and when to jump, or all that. And what's cool, too, is the levels load like that. They're very quick, and there's, like, almost no lag time in between.
Woohoo!
Yes. Now, with the controls, it's simple button bashing for attacks and multiple hits to help create combos. So, your A button is, you know, the attack move. B is jump. The Z button will do, like, help out with the multiple attacks. And the C button will help with, with dodging or blocking. And what's cool, too, is not only can you use the Wiimote, but you can also use the classic controller or even the GameCube remote controller to play the game. There's the button combos, as I mentioned. There are different attacks, defense moves, and special attacks. Like, when Goku fills up the meter completely, he can do, like, 3 Kamehameha waves, which is, like, his, like, trademark move. If chances are these two have never
seen it.
Yeah.
I have.
Hamehameha!
I
used to watch that because it was actually, I could actually follow it except for all the fucking filler.
Yep.
But more or less, I don't know, it just, because a lot of the kids back in high school would always be talking about it and I'd watch it just so I could kind of chime in once in a while, but
yep.
I was usually negative about it. I was just like, dude, what the fuck? Why is it taking so long for this motherfucker to transform or do such and such a thing, so... But yeah.
They wouldn't know what else to do with 27 minutes.
Yeah, they'd probably do circle jerking. So, yeah, that's basically what else they would do. Right. So,
yeah.
You got a point there.
I never did that in high school because I was an athlete, so, you know, I'd have to...
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Sorry, it's true.
If I had a regular life, I would have been doing fucking...
Jock.
Hey, I was a nice jock.
Oh, okay.
Douchebag.
Hey, a couple times a week, I'd actually sit with the special needs kids and eat lunch with them and just talk to them.
That's nice. I thought you could be like, oh, I sat with some ugly girls once. That was my charity for the year.
I used to joke around and, like, hang out with the special needs kids, and actually, there's one time I asked the kid with his homework.
That's
he took
cool.
the same regular, like, instead of taking the van, he took, you know, the T-bus, and he was getting really frustrated, so I sat down and helped him. I wasn't that asshole jock.
That's good. But that was a little bit off topic, but don't worry.
Well, no, I was just commenting on, you know, how he said that he watched in high school. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I never watched it and turned into that, but yes.
Yeah. Now, the graphics, they're cel-shaded and they're smooth. It flows very well. And when it comes to the, the storytelling switches between the pictures and text to, like, in-game animation. And to be honest, I wish they would focus more on the animation part instead of the pictures and text. Because it actually looks a lot cooler.
But we are talking about Wii graphics here. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. They need to, like, maybe... I mean, I know they just... and I was recently just looking at the article, and it's right in front of me. Holy shit. But anyways, but the whole concept is they just did a price cut on their Wii system. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking that they could do, like, what the other system is... or systems are doing, which is they've got these higher-end ones which have better video cards and better processors and everything like that, and come out with a Wii that maybe would be $300 with a special deal that had a better video, you know, card system or something like that, because some of the animation is just not that great.
Right.
But more or less along the lines, it looked, from what I was watching a little while
ago, it almost looked like you were watching a cartoon.
Yeah,
but
basically.
Flowing better.
Yeah.
30 frames a second instead of the 20 animation frames per second. And the sound, superb. The original English and Japanese voice actors are in there, and the theme song is in Japanese. They did not change that.
Woo!
And the song is called Power of Dreamer by Hiroki Takahashi, and in my opinion, it fits very well with the era in which Dragon Ball was first released. And the soundtrack, it's new music mixed with the classic soundtrack. And a big bonus of this game is that there comes with a versus mode, which means you can have two people can fight against one another as the various characters from the Dragon Ball world. And I just found out that Gohan is an unlockable character in this game. So you can have Kid Goku versus Kid Gohan and see who would be better.
Who do you think would be better?
Doug? Gohan.
I thought you didn't watch it.
Hey, I have friends that talked about it.
I would say maybe, Goku was the most powerful and he had to learn all on his own. Whereas Gohan learned from his dad and learned from experience. So, there's a chance that son could kick the ass of father.
Gohan did get training from his dad, but remember, he also got kidnapped by Piccolo.
Many times.
So, that'd actually be a very interesting mashup.
We'd have to, well, once I unlock Gohan, we should maybe try that out.
They should battle, and we'd find out.
So far, I give this grade. I've only beaten the first chapter of the game. I so far give this a 9 out of 10. Mm. It's that good of a game. And even if you're not a fan of Dragon Ball, if this is the first time you're even hearing of Dragon Ball, I would suggest actually checking it out.
At least rent it.
That's what I mean. At least rent it. But in my opinion, this is the first Dragon Ball game that I've seen and have played where I can confidently say that it's worth buying.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, so, anything else?
Well, I do want to end it with my latest statements that I have been making. Remember, support your local artists. You know, go out, show them some support, and don't forget, you know, support, you know, your local charities. You know, for another week it is Breast Cancer Awareness, so, you know, show support, get out there, you know, donate blood, whatever. And just, you know, be out there for your community and help out others.
I support boobs.
Yeah, go boobies.
Yeah. The one thing I noticed today, we didn't really do an O for fuck's sake. Does anybody have one?
I don't think we really have
one. I don't think it's been a good week, really.
Yeah, okay. All right, for once.
Okay, Pandalicious, do you have an O for fuck's sake?
Nope, I think it's a good week.
All right,
we'll just leave it at that one.
We got to shoot things. We got to play video games. We got to do a lot of things. So.
And we got a really good meal when we were done playing.
Yep, Texas Roadhouse.
Another great...
Off of fuck's sake!
Hey, that's where we go after shooting. So, you know, if you ever come shooting with us, that's where we go to eat after.
It's a must-have. I mean, it's really just that's what we do, so...
Mm-hmm. Delicious prime rib.
Yes, rub it in!
Meat that falls off the bone.
Steak and potatoes.
Oh, you guys suck. I'm leaving.
And then we made Anvil sit on a salad because
it was
his birthday.
my brother set me up and told the waitress that I caught him giving her the nod when it was time. But she goes, I hear her walking behind me because I have perceptive woman hearing abilities that I could hear her moving.
He can basically tell the jiggle.
And my brother just nods like this, like he almost like he's listening to music, and she was walking by like, you asshole. I knew what he did. They show up with a saddle and they made me sit on it and they yelled to everybody.
I had a feeling it was coming because the fact is that she cleared our thing for us before she got us the check. She's like, okay, I'm going to clear the table before I get you the check, and then it like took forever for her to come back. It was like 10 minutes before she came back.
I do have to say I'm very proud that some retarded dude put his container of peanuts on the floor. And right next to it is where they put the saddle. It's galvanized steel. I stepped off, I stepped on it, and actually crushed the side. I was proud of that. I think they should have given me it for being able to crush galvanized steel. But I was wearing my steel-toe boots.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing, but, you know, it was a good day. We went back to a Blue Bomb shelter, watched some sports, had some cake and beer.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Way to live
cake
it.
Cake and beer, baby. Cake and beer. You know,
and
you
it's not a lie. And it's not a lie.
You know you want a cake and beer, Panda.
I do want some cake and beer.
See, I almost, if I didn't, if I wasn't playing football, I probably brought, you know, some cake and beer today, but.
For fuck's sake!
I need some cake!
Okay. We got brownies here.
Yeah. We got brownies. That's not as good as cake.
Brownies.
That's not as good as cake.
All right. Well.
So anyway, remember, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Hook us up at email at thebastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things for review. And please also check out the Electric Sisterhood.
Yes, please do. We're on iTunes.
And their website is esh.mobi for the short address, electricsisterhood.com for the long address. And do you have an email address too?
Yep, pandalicious at electricsisterhood.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/ladyesh.
Yep, and I'm twitter.com/king was it an
underscore?
Underscore baby underscore duck.
And next week's episode, we will be covering a great movie. It's been 10 years in the making, Boondock Saints 2. Shades will be joining us that day. And yes, me and him, we're going in traditional Irish Scottish garb by wearing kilts to the movie.
And holding hands.
Yeah.
Don't forget me!
Yep, you're
and,
going.
And Panda's coming to show some love.
As well as, and I can't guarantee this.
Pink Taco? Please, Pink Taco, please.
There is a chance that Pink Taco might make her first official appearance on B3 next week.
I think.
Fuck yeah!
I think Panda's only coming just to see me in a skirt. she wants to have sex with me.
Not so much.
I'm going for the Saints.
No!
Oh. Wait, football or movie?
Movie!
Oh, well, you know, the Saints are playing pretty well, too.
I know.
All right, let's end this and get to the Patriots.
Okay, until next time.
Next time?
Until you know, the fourth kind is coming up. Okay.
Ooh. I do not want to see that movie.
Me neither. Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Luanic.
I'm going.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
Yeah. Ooh, we are
the Bastards. And with sister in town.
Motherfucker.